Welcome back to the DMAC Campus Chronicle podcast. We're switching it up a bit, and your host today is Jaden, which is me. I'm here with...
Katie.
Laura.
All right, and today we're just going to do a little bit of everything. We're going to do kind of a recap of our stories right now and what's going on this week. So what are we doing this week?
I am writing about a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. That's my only opinion. But a couple of stories that I know we just posted on the website. We had therapy dogs at DMAC this week at our National Crime Victims Rights Week. So a lot of us got to go and play with the dogs those days. DMAC had a transfer fair. DMAC's Ride the Cyclone musical is this weekend as well. So we wrote a little preview for that if you want to go check that out. And another story about the K-12 phone restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm currently writing a little bit about Portfolio Day, which is coming up on May 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Urban Campus. So definitely go check out what your fellow DMAC peers are working on in their classes. And then this week, we also have the play, as Katie mentioned. Make sure to get on the wait list for that, because it seems like all the tickets are selling out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you working on, Laura?
Absolutely nothing. I'm not working on anything. Just getting the final magazine together, which will probably be out around the end of April. So keep your eyes on the newsstands, everybody. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we have the fashion show this month, too.
Oh, yes, there is a fashion show.
We do. The fashion show. We cannot forget about the fashion show.
Yes. Obviously, the play sold out, so if there are tickets for the fashion show, you better get on it fast.
Yes. 100%. The play sold out so fast, too.
I was really wanting to go, and I guess I was too slow.
I know. It kind of just, like, the ticket part kind of just slipped my mind, and then you guys sent me a message about it the other day, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I kind of forgot about that little detail.
I think I'm going to go to the Ankeny musical instead. They're doing Mamma Mia.
Really?
Yes. I was like, okay. I don't need the DMAC musical anyway.
I should tell my sister about that. She loves Mamma Mia.
I know,
or just anything ABBA, I should say. That's a better.
I think it'll be good. I've been to their theater. It's super big because it's Ankeny, you know, so they've got the money. I think it'll be really good.
They're just the rich Ankeny kids.
They have a lot of money. I don't know where they get it. Like, it's insane.
Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
All right. So we're going to switch it up and talk a little bit about animals. The first thing I want to talk about is our opinions on geese, because I see them around campus all the time. So.
They need to go extinct.
Oh, my God.
What are they contributing?
They're not that bad. Like, no. I don't like them, but they're not that bad. They just scare me.
But what are they contributing to society? They don't work.
They don't work.
They're just lazy. They lay around all day.
I'm trying to think of if they eat like a certain bug or something that we need
to eradicate. Do they antagonize us? Do I need to Google this?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, what's the geese's place in our food chain?
Well, I don't really know. I'm just afraid like walking past them and they're just going to like raise their little wings and charge at you.
Have you seen those videos of people getting attacked by geese?
Mm-hmm. They're scary.
They're so... geese serve various purposes, including being raised for meat, eggs, and down feathers. They are good for weed control and guarding. Yes, we all know the guarding part.
Yeah,
we all know the guarding part.
I feel like I'm seeing less geese this year, though. I think the bird flu has kind of killed them all.
Go to Iowa State. You will see so many. So many.
Maybe just not hear them.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll see them standing on buildings, and I'm just afraid they're going to, like, jump down.
They're so judgy.
They are.
Like, honking at you when you walk by.
Or they'll, like, follow you.
Yeah, they just
like, look at you and, like, follow you.
Heads.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you were being stalked by a goose.
Oh, my gosh, no. I think I would lose it.
I'd start running.
Well, if you run, aren't they, like, known to chase you because... If you run,
I don't know.
I actually don't know, and I don't really want to find out, to be honest.
I'd be kind of embarrassing to look out the window and see someone sprinting across campus, goose behind them.
You know what I don't understand about animals is they, like, are so protective of their babies. Okay, like,
understand that?
No. Hold on. I'm getting to my point. They're so protective over their babies, okay? But they chase you to get away from their babies. but then they're leaving their babies unattended. Like, what if there's someone behind me that wants your babies, and you're worried about me, who's just trying to walk past you?
It's a complicated thought process, okay? They don't, like, they're not big thinkers, I think. I'm not a goose or anything.
Well, like, just think of the size of a goose, whatever. Goose brain. They're tiny. Like,
yeah. You've seen their heads? Their heads are, like, that big.
Probably, like, the size of a pea.
Yeah.
Got a pea brain.
They're not thinking to themselves, oh, you know what? I better head back.
I'm going to start using that as an insult now. You don't have a pea brain. You have a goose brain.
If a goose was to chase me, I think my instant reaction would either to run or to grab their neck. Because their necks are so long. It's like, I don't know. You're I don't know what like, I do.
Shake it? What's the point?
No, just be like, get away from me.
This is going to sound so violent. But like, use a...
Did you strangle a goose once?
No.
No.
Use a goose as like a club. You know how like the old...
What?
So, you know, grab it. It's kind of going off what Jaden said. Grab it by its neck. And then use its body as a club.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong with you? That's so much worse than strangling a goose.
No, I didn't say strangle. It's just like, that'd be my way of like not... You know, like if somebody was charging at you and you'd hold your hands out and like push. You can't really do that. So I'd be like, grab their neck and be like, no, stay away.
Do goose bites hurt?
Yes.
Do they?
They have teeth. No, I've never been.
Are you speaking
been.
From personal experience?
But, okay, I'm pretty sure they have very tiny, like, teeth. Like, have you ever seen pictures of duck's teeth? Or, like, yeah, duck teeth? Uh-huh. They're super sharp. I feel like I'm not making this up.
Oh, she's these looking images, up a picture right now.
These images are so scary.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. They literally...
Oh, my God.
They look like piranhas.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
They look like they have two
I
sets
would not
of teeth.
Want to be bitten by a goose.
Oh my God, wait. No, they have teeth, and then they have more teeth on their tongue?
Oh.
That's what it is. That's what I'm remembering. They have such a weird... Yeah, look at that.
Ew.
What is that?
If only you could insert a picture in a podcast.
Yeah.
I could go look it up, guys. Go look it up.
Just Google goose teeth, and you'll understand what we mean. No, but it's kind of funny, because, like, when I Googled, like, what's the purpose of geese, they make you, you know, a nice little list. Well, the fourth reason is, you know, other uses. And the first reason is entertainment.
Entertainment.
Geese can be quite entertaining with their quirky personalities and behavior.
By chasing somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess my next question for you guys is, what is your favorite animal and why?
Does it have to be, like, an animal that I can, like, have as a pet?
No. Can be anything.
I really like lions and tigers. But, like, not... Mm. The male lion, the female lion.
That is interesting. Because I feel like people really like the
mane. The mane, yeah.
But like, okay. Okay, think, okay. Squirrel. Anyway. think of like how, you know, lions and tigers, they're like a part of the cat family.
Mm-hmm.
Cats shed. Think about how much that male lion
I don't know.
Would
lions shed.
Well, there's some dog breeds that, like, they they're have a ton of hair, but they don't shed.
Exactly.
Yes, lions shed their fur.
Says who?
They shed their winter coat for a lighter summer coat as the weather warms.
Shout out Google. Huh. I used to like foxes. That's kind of similar to lions. But they're so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are so cute, but they're so violent. Like,
so a lot of people keep them as pets nowadays.
Foxes? Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
And raccoons.
Well, I knew raccoons. No, fat raccoons. I would love to have a fat raccoon.
Did you guys know that it's illegal to have a cat, a raccoon as a pet in the state of Iowa?
I didn't know that.
But not in Nebraska. So if you want a raccoon, move to Nebraska.
Okay, well, that makes sense. It's Nebraska.
But here's the thing is, like, do you just find a raccoon in the wild, like in the wild, and be like, "Hey, give it rabies shots. It's my pet now." Like,
yeah, what do you just pick it up off the street?
People do that with like dogs and cats.
Well, because it's not like, do they have raccoon breeders?
Oh, I bet you could find a raccoon breeder out there.
That seems sketchy.
It is sketchy. It's a raccoon. It's not like, you know, a normal pet.
Like, so, oh, sorry, I'm gonna go. Said, I'm going to go pick up my dog from their breeder. No, I'm going to go pick up my raccoon.
So I was, you know, trying to look up, do lions shed like cats? But I got to about, do lions shed like and it wants me to autofill the next word as humans. Do lions shed like humans?
Oh.
Do you guys shed?
Your hair sheds.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it.
Skin?
Yeah. That is what I was thinking of, and no. I was like...
Well, I mean, if you get really sunburned.
Yeah, then your skin peels off, but...
So you kind of...
I think they're meaning
hair. I think it's hair. Yeah.
I'm, like, blanking on types of animals. I feel like I don't get asked enough anymore my favorite animal is, so I'm not really thinking about it a lot.
Or, okay. Or I think I would really love to have a giraffe.
Where would you store a giraffe?
I don't know, but... okay, but here's my thing. Okay, normal people have cars. Imagine, right, or, you know, they ride their horse. Imagine being like, all right, Mom, I'm going to go ride my giraffe.
Oh, my gosh. But I feel like it'd be slow. Yeah. Okay, well... Laura is brainstorming.
Yeah.
I'll share my favorite animal. My favorite animal is definitely cows, specifically the Highland really fluffy cows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I've just always been obsessed with cows.
Okay, giraffes can reach up to speeds of 37 miles an hour. So almost 40.
Okay, but like, could you imagine riding a giraffe down the interstate? Like,
no, because the minimum speed on the interstate is... 40.
Yes, so you're going less than giraffe. That. Can you imagine a cop pulls you over and it's like, license and registration. I don't got any.
I'm on a giraffe, man.
I'm on a giraffe. Did you?
Oh, I'm still pig. I will say when I was a kid, I loved otters a lot.
Oh, they're so cute.
Cool. They're yes. Adorable.
Something, what is Emmett Otterton from Emmett. Zootopia?
No. I looked on Netflix and it's Zootropolis. No, on Disney Plus. Zootropolis now. It's not Zootopia. They changed the name of it. Or at least on Disney Plus, that's what it was.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Please hold.
Yeah. I mean, this is big news right here.
Apparently, I needed to bring my computer to every podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like Zootopia was one of the last, like, really good Disney movies.
No, it's Zootopia.
No, mine says Zootropolis.
Maybe it's the pirated version.
Are you on the right Disney Plus?
Yeah. What do you mean? Wait, how would I be on the wrong Disney Plus?
Well, in, like, other countries, they'll change the title. But I don't know why yours would do that, considering you're living in America. But
now I'm so confused.
I'm going to Google Zootropolis.
Yeah, it'll come up. It should. Zootopia. Zootropolis. See, Zootopia / Zootropolis. So I think it's like dual named for some reason.
The animated film Zootopia was renamed Zootropolis in some European countries, including the UK, due to potential trademark issues.
But the rest of my Disney Plus is normal. So why is Zootopia?
The Danish zoo, the something zoo that I can't pronounce because I'm not even going to try and butcher it, had trademarked the name Zootopia for Europe, leading to Disney changing the title for the European release.
Hmm.
So yes, just in Europe and your house, apparently.
Oh, I guess so.
You live in Europe now instead of just...
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So we covered our favorite animal. What's our least favorite animal?
This is going to be controversial. I don't like golden doodles, like the dogs. Yeah. I'm really tired of seeing them everywhere.
I think they're overhyped.
Yeah.
But what's your beef?
They're just not, like, they're a dog. Like, there's nothing special about them.
They don't shed.
I don't think that they're very soft or anything. They're just...
It depends. They're really, really cute when they're, like, really fluffy. But then if you see them right after they just got groomed or something...
They look so dirty.
They look so not very cute. But that's just my opinion. Okay, my least favorite animal has to be a snake. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about, like...
I can't. Yeah. They just give me the big heebie-jeebies. Even thinking about them or anything.
Ugh. Okay. Any bugs or reptiles? That's just my answer. I don't have a specific one. I just don't like any of them. Anything slimy? I guess starfish kind of creep me out, too.
Starfish?
Really?
Is it, like, the way they move? They've got like little feet on the bottom of themselves.
I don't know. It's just something about it. I pet one time and it was like all slimy and like weird. And I was like,
oh, see, I think starfish is like, I would think of it as like a rough texture.
Yeah. Almost like a tongue kind of. That's well, like how I imagine it.
Yeah. I think that's how I would describe it. It's kind of like it has the texture of a tongue, but also still kind of slimy.
But like, have you ever touched stingrays? Like, that's nice.
I want to pet a stingray so bad.
They're so nice.
Have you guys seen the, I guess we talked about it, I think last week when we podcast. Was it last week? We talked about the Atlanta or the Georgia Zoo.
Yes.
Or the aquarium. Sorry.
Yeah.
I want to go to the zoo so bad.
Do it. I mean, how far is Georgia? 5
At least
hours?
It's a day trip. 5 hours.
Or just take a flight. Stay in a hotel. Fly back the next day.
Or do that.
How long?
My geography is not very good. I don't know how far away things are.
Okay, it's 6 hours to Chicago.
Ooh, okay. It might be a little further than I thought. 10 hours.
That's well, it's like 5.5, I could think. It depends. How fast are you speeding?
Hey, it's more than that.
Than 10 hours?
Yeah.
It's like 15 hours and 55 minutes.
That's a half a like.
It's
of,
over 1,000 miles away. That's crazy.
Well, just barely. 1,062.6.
Huh. All right.
You don't like snakes though at all? Not even like the little tiny ones?
No.
I was at the,
I'm terrified of them.
Where was I at? It was the Omaha Zoo.
Yes.
It was the Omaha Zoo, and they have like this, like kind of reptile building.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like a walkthrough thing and the animals are just out in the open. And there was like one like light above us, and there was just like a little like gecko thing. And my boyfriend was trying to, like, reach up and, like, pet it. I'm like, do not touch me with your hands. Do not. I was like, I swear, if you grab it and try to, like, chase me with it, I'm going to lose it.
They have a bat exhibit there.
Really?
Have you seen that yet?
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's kind of cool,
it
actually.
Is. But my friend was, like, really scared of bats. She did not enjoy it because she'd gotten one in, like, her hair, like, twice or something. Like, she'd been attacked by one, like, 2 times.
I like the bat exhibit is cool, but, I think it's in the same building. They have the alligators.
Different building. Same concept, though.
Building?
It's, like, very dark. And yeah.
The alligator part kind of freaks me out. Because, like, what happened? Because you're just kind of, like, chilling next to them. Like, what happens when they get mad?
I don't know.
Like, what happens if you really, really piss them off?
Well, why are you trying to piss an alligator off?
I'm not, but,
they
like...
They eat you. I don't know.
Yeah. It's instant.
Did you know alligators can run, like, really fast?
They can.
But if you ever get chased by an alligator, run diagonally, because they can only go straight.
I didn't know that. That's good to know. I guess.
Well, I hope you never get chased by an alligator.
I hope so, too. But at least then I can be like, oh, my God, I know how to do this. And I'll just start shuffling diagonally.
But they can run fast. They can run, like, 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, with those stubby little legs of theirs?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you seen how far they can get in the air?
Jump, you mean? I have no idea.
Like, out of water. It's kind of cool, actually. So they'll, like, start out of the water, and then they'll wiggle their tail in the water to, like, help to boost them up.
Propel themselves?
Yeah.
Like helicopter?
But they can go, like, 10, I want to say 10 feet in the air.
Have you, for sharks, people say that, like, if you just, like, put your head or your hand on their face and, like, push them away, they'll just swim away. Yeah. But it's, like,
what?
Why would I do that? You know?
Oh, I was close.
It seems dangerous, because what if it doesn't work? And then I'm just getting eaten.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to go swim with dolphins?
Yeah. I've heard dolphins are incredibly rude. They're like the worst animal in the sea.
I heard they're kind of snotty.
Yeah. They're rude.
Which is funny, because they have a really big snout.
See, they seem sweet, and like they're pretty to look at, but I don't know if I'd want to swim with them.
I want to do the, have you seen, like, on the TV shows how they can, like, press their, like, forehead and it, like...
No.
They make a sound. They make a sound.
Weird.
It's kind of cool, but I want to do it. Huh. I know people don't like them in tanks and stuff, because, you know, they're trapped. But I really want to go swim with dolphins, and I only trust ones that are in an aquarium. Sorry.
You can probably go in the ocean.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's like when those astronauts came back from space. Did you see the video? And then they had a whole pod of...
Recently?
It was those ones that were stuck in space for like 6 months, and they were only supposed to be there for like 9 days.
Oh, no, I don't
know. But like their pod landed in the middle of the ocean, and then there was a pod of dolphins right there. that were just swimming around them.
Oh. Hmm.
As the, like, people were on the boat, like, trying to get them out.
To, like, eat them?
No.
Are dolphins carnivorous?
Carnivores?
Yeah. Carnivorous works. Means they eat meat.
I don't know.
They eat fish.
Hard. Well, then, yeah.
Yeah, well, they eat people, though.
We are learning so many animal facts on
this show. I wonder if anybody's ever gotten eaten by a dolphin.
Yes, dolphins are carnivores. They primarily eat other animals, including fish, squid, and in some cases, larger marine animals.
Okay, but what about people? Hmm. What's the most reported dolphin murder people deaths?
Dolphin murder people deaths. Hmm, we're learning new things.
They're so violent.
Oh, there you go. I knew it.
Yes, dolphins have been known to attack and injure humans, although such incidents are relatively rare. So it's about, like, the same as a shark.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay, then maybe I don't want to swim with dolphins. I don't want to chance it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm willingly going to put myself in with a dolphin. Mm-mm. Just like I would never in my entire life put myself in
one of
with
the
a shark.
Like,
yeah, I'm not a very good swimmer.
You know how when you Google something, it has the people also asked section?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So one of the people also asked things is, does the U.S. Navy have attack dolphins?
What?
People
do they?
Asked that?
No, do
people
they?
People Googled it. No.
Do they?
Rumors that dolphins had been trained to kill divers have been denied.
Okay.
Why is this a question? I don't think you can train.
Interesting. I've never thought to myself, I bet the U.S. government has trained killer dolphins. But hey, it's imaginative.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll go on to...
Oh, people haven't died from dolphins since 1994.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. All right. What are or is a dumb thing your pet has done? It can be any pet that you've ever had or somebody else's pet.
What's the dumbest thing your pet has done?
Okay. I've had a ton of pets at my parents' house. We have four dogs, and I mean, they all have had their fair share of stuff. Mm-hmm. At my boyfriend's house, we have our dog Enzo, and he decided he wanted to knock a glass bowl off the counter and try to eat the glass. So that was probably one of the most.
Did he eat it?
I don't know. I don't think he didn't eat it. But he's like put it in his mouth.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, I need to make sure you didn't eat it. That's probably one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess this isn't my personal one. But my boyfriend's dog decided that he really, really wanted to try grapes one day.
Hmm.
And nice. You know, those are poisonous to dogs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah.
I think the stupidest thing my personal dog has done is been stupid and just jumped in front of a tractor.
Oh.
He didn't get ran over.
Okay.
We're good. But I was good just like, clarify. My guy, you see this big, heavy machinery coming toward you, and it's not quiet.
No.
But you decide to just yeet yourself in front of it, because that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, glad they're okay.
Yeah, glad he's still alive.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Do you have any?
My dog used to do this thing where, like, it'd be so frustrating. I would let her into the room, and then she would, like, bang her head against the door.
Oh, gosh.
To get out again. And then I'd let her out. I shut the door. And she'd bang her head back in to, like, be let in. Oh, my God. It was so frustrating. It was like having a cat or something. It was...
Yeah. My dog at my parents' house, his name's Arlo, but he is this really... weird thing with light reflections. If he sees a light reflection, he'll just sit there and like bang his head against the wall trying to eat it. I'm like, you're not gonna be able to eat it.
Some great dog names, Arlo and Enzo.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll go through all of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have Margot, which is French Bulldog, Clark, French Bulldog, Arlo, Boxer, Fletch, Boxer. At my boyfriend's house, he has Arlo, a golden retriever.
Oh, another Arlo.
Yeah, and Enzo, another golden retriever.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah. I see I'm always around so many dogs, but I'm not complaining.
My dogs... Ooh, I should probably actually get close to the mic. My dog's names are have been Rex, Miley, Jack, and then we adopted another one who was already named Jack, so we had two Jacks at the same time. And then we had Hope, and our most recent one is Scooter. And I literally named him Scooter because my grandma goes, so what do you want to name your dog? And I was riding a scooter at the time. So I was like, Scooter.
This is a recent dog?
Mm-hmm.
You were recently on a scooter?
Mm-hmm.
Like a scooter or like an electric scooter?
Do you guys not ride scooters?
No,
not really.
Not at this point in my life.
But I'm not judging because...
I'm judging.
I always steal my brother's electric bike whenever I'm home. He's like an electric bike.
I think you need to go ride a scooter now.
Was it an electric scooter or was it like a scooter?
No, like a scooter.
Those are dangerous.
I'm scarred. Like the hitting your razor skills. Yes. I'm scarred from this. Ankle.
I guess I have a story of like when my sister, like one time when she was little. So we have a really, really big like hill by our house. And I shouldn't laugh at this because it was really bad. She was riding the scooter down the hill, and she hit a really big pothole, and she flipped.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no.
In the moment, it really wasn't that funny, but now looking back on it, it was really funny.
That's what I'm saying. Scooters are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Also, they're hard to ride.
No.
You gotta do this.
It's a nice leg workout.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not team scooter.
Me? Neither am I.
Sorry.
All right. We know what time it is. It's day list. All right. Who wants to go first?
I can go first. I am not a Spotify user, so it is not my actual day list.
Neither am I.
Bowling is my Apple Music station. My top three are If I Die Young Part 2 by Kimberly Perry. Doing Fine by Lauren Elena. And What If I Never Get Over You by Lady A.
Nice. They have a part two to that song?
It's more of her, like, she kind of described it. Have you heard, the original version?
Yeah.
Like, how dark it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She kind of called it, like, her healed version. Because she said she wrote that song, like, when she was in a very, like, dark place in her life.
Oh.
Interesting.
And then, so this one is a lot more, like, upbeat.
Oh, I like the first one, though. The first one was really
well, cool. I mean, it still kind of, like, goes along the same.
It's the same kind of story?
It's kind of the same story, just not, like, as... dark and gloomy.
Okay. I'm having a choir cabaret Friday morning. Why Should I Worry from Oliver and Company, Defying Gravity, and Evermore.
What a great song.
I know. From Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, that is such an underrated song.
It is so good.
I've never heard it.
Okay, so you have to go home and watch the live action Beauty and the Beast with Emma
you
Watson.
You can skip it. Just skip to the part where he sings.
Or just on your way home, just on Apple Music.
All right.
Yeah.
Ever. I will do that.
It's worthy of a listen.
It's such an underrated song, and I do not understand why some people hate it.
I used to hate it, and then I was like, you know what? This song is actually good.
Banger.
All right. Not a Spotify user, so this is my station. Just Can't Get Enough by Black Eyed Peas. Diamonds by Rihanna. And Ruin My Life by Zara Larsson. Yeah. Pretty good.
Oh, that's almost like your name. Laura, Zara.
Yes. I bet it's spelled almost.
It's Z-A-R-A. Yeah. All right.
Is there L-A-R-A?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you think I had a U in it?
Mm-hmm.
No. That would make it Laura.
I know, but like, it's like, we talked about it on podcasts in the past, but like how people have like weird names and they like pronounce it weird.
You thought I was just like pronouncing my name strange?
Yeah.
No! My name is Laura. L-A-R-A.
All right. Katie, will you promote the socials?
You can find us on campuschroniclenews.com. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. And you can find us on iTunes or Spotify at the Campus Chronicle podcast. But clearly, if you're listening to the podcast, you did a great job finding us. And if you're wanting to join us, come find us at Building 5, Room 1136.